Stepping on board the Oz-9 is nothing if not a roll of the dice. So, if you're going to take that chance, at least have some really gorgeous, high-quality, unique RPG dice to roll with. Fan Roll by Metallic Dice Games have classic metallic dice sets, but also gemstones, acrylic, liquid core, and even a glow-in-the-dark option that's super cool and super handy when you can't find any night vision goggles. So many colors, materials, and designs to choose from. Plus, listeners to this show get 10% off your order. I'm guessing as a sort of consolation prize for listening to this show. Just use the code OZ9 at checkout. Get dice that are as unique as you and your character. Go now to fanrolldice.com and choose your dice, Space Monkeys, and get 10% off with code OZ9 at checkout.
This episode is brought to you by Shaker and Spoon. Captain's Log, Stardate, I don't know, there's like 140 stars within a mile of me, so we're going to skip that bit. We received a package today from a company called Shaker and Spoon, and Colin and Jesse are already face deep in the box. It has three recipes for creating cocktails, plus all the ingredients you need, minus the alcohol. As someone who's been gargling swamp hooch for the last how many forevers I've been up here, wow, we got the vodka brunch box. Each recipe makes 4 servings, and we've already had the blood and sage and the slow rush. So easy to make, even Greg the Zebra was tending bar, and the results were magnificent. If you're foolish enough to listen to this show, we've got an actual smart thing for you to do. $20 off any link subscription if you go to shakerandspoon.com/oz9. Get a box delivered to your airlock each month and $20 off your subscription at shakerandspoon.com/OZ9. Enjoy, Space Monkeys. Captain out.
So, Olivia, where are we going?
To the home of the devil himself.
When we last left our friends on Earth, they were escaping Gated Galaxies, Mr. Suthers, and Buck the Thug, and heading out to find Julie, and hopefully some answers.
You don't remember where you parked.
I was in a hurry. Just be quiet and listen. Where's that coming from? Is it that one? No.
How many levels have we been to so far?
11.
Oh, how many are there?
Heaps and heaps and... Oh, don't worry, I've found the car.
Where? This floor is completely empty, just like the last 10.
Oh, it's just there. It's coming straight at us. Yes, we might want to quickly put behind this very sturdy-looking pillar.
I've been chasing you for 4 levels. Do you people never look around you? Get in.
Oh, you're alive!
Of course I am. Get in.
But there's hordes.
You know why I'm alive? Because when someone gives me a chance to escape whatever I'm running from, I take it. Get in the car.
There they are.
I can see them, you idiot. Now do something useful.
Like what?
Stop them.
They're in a pretty big car there, boss.
I see that. Jump in front of it.
No.
Son, trust me. Death by SUV is far preferable to life with a Suthers hood on your butt. Now that sounded mighty crude, but I suspect you understand me.
Oh God, please don't hit me. Oh God, please don't hit me. Oh God, please don't!
Well, I suspect there's a fresh pair of trousers in his immediate future. Probably brown.
You were going to hit him!
I was trying to discourage him from chasing us.
You were aiming right for him! If Donna hadn't grabbed the wheel...
There'd be one less thug on our tail.
And one more on our front bumper, but never mind.
Oh, hang on. Do I have the rather dubious honor of addressing Glenda James, the albatross?
Well, I don't use albatross much these days, but yes. And you are?
Oh, this is Mrs. Sheffield. She was the cleaning lady who was recently promoted to IT.
Oh, I think you'll find she's a bit more than that. Do you want to say we meet at last? Or shall I?
The albatross? Like the bird? What does that mean?
Well, albatross...
That's my assassin name.
Your what? Oh, when did this become my life?
You didn't tell me you were an assassin!
I tried, but you rarely shut up for 5 seconds altogether. Good lord, is there a bottom to this parking garage?
Just a few more levels, I think. A dozen or so.
And are you... the real one.
The real one?
I am, yeah. Had myself x-rayed at a nearby hospital to make sure. Oh, damn. I forgot to untie the technician. He'll be right radioactive by now. Ah well. At least he'll be handy when the lights go.
Huh. How many of you are there?
Just one more that I know of. I blew up the lab before they had the chance to make more.
Oh, never mind. Don't tell me. I don't want to know. I'm from Indiana, you know? Where normal people come from?
You'll be all right, hon. I'm from Minnesota. We're quirky but ingenious in a down-home sort of way.
Guess I'm surprised there's only one. I thought the assassins were practically rolled out on a conveyor belt.
I hear they were having trouble replicating my accent. Don't know why. It's a perfectly ordinary...
Where is she? The other you?
Ha! The fates love a good laugh. She's on the Oz-9 with my idiot sister.
Wait! The Oz-9? Isn't that the ship that Leet's on? And Olivia?
Friends of yours. Oh, that's a pity. Rumor is my double is the only intelligent life aboard that boat.
They're the ones who know where Julie is.
Assuming we ever get out of this bloody endless parking garage. That was my next question.
You should try to call them back.
In this place? We'll never get a signal under all this concrete.
Oh, let me just give that a try there.
Hello?
How did you do that? Leet, is that you?
Oh, hi, Ben. We were just talking to Julie.
You were? Well, thank God! Who's we?
Oh, yeah, you haven't met my friends. So you know Olivia, of course. This is Captain Jesse. Captain Madeline, who's captain of the Oz-9. This is Captain Jesse, who came over from the 6748 when her crew tried to kill her. And Dr. Von Hoppersetzer, who's weird and sometimes sounds like God.
Hey, that's very nice. Glad to meet you. But Leet, where's Julie?
Hang on. Is that Dr. Friedrich von Habersetzer?
No, this cannot be. Clara?
Do you know everybody?
In certain circles, yeah.
Oh, hey everyone! You haven't blown up yet!
Donna? You're there too?
I surely am. So hey, listen, some bad news about Matt.
Who's Matt? No idea.
About Julie?
First things first. What accent does your albatross have? Can you put her on the line?
That's your first thing? Leet, is Olivia there? Does she know where Julie is?
I'm here. Yes, I do. Sort of. But we have a bit of a situation on the bridge. Oh, and Colin's invisible.
Hello?
Days off.
Olivia, I'm trying to
what
find...
What the hell, Colin, now?
I didn't do it on purpose.
Oh, yes, the invisibility. I was wondering if that would show up. Or not show up. This is funny.
You knew this might happen, and you didn't tell me.
What should I have said? Colin, if one day you look in the mirror and you're not there, don't panic.
For starters.
Any chance that Ollie will make it so we can't hear him either?
Did you want to know about Matt?
We have a mold problem. I already know about the mold. We'll get to it, but one crisis at a time.
Did you say mold? On the bridge? But no, the bridge is supposed to be cool and dry. The mold shouldn't be more than a tiny patch like this moustache.
Apparently it thrives on crunch sweat, so now it's enormous, thanks to Lee.
You're welcome.
Oh yeah, that can do it.
Wait, what? Did you know about the mold?
Olivia!
Hang on, all right. The mold is much bigger now, and it's got hostages.
What?
The Bichon Frise, the Albatross, Greg, and Joe. It grabbed them all and just pulled them in.
What did?
The mold did.
Colin, you're a human weapon. Why didn't you stop it?
It was too fast for me to get my eye lasers on it.
Eye lasers? I thought you were human.
He is enhanced.
Oh, Friedrich, not the olive.
I feel though.
Now, what are you going to do with, Colin, was it?
Perhaps we could take this offline, yes?
Hang on. Do with Colin?
Only 6 levels to go. Oh, and Southers is behind us.
Where's the magic button, Mrs. Sheffield?
I'm sure I have no idea what you're talking about. Just drive.
Damn it. Olivia, you need to tell us where to go to get Julie.
Mrs. S, I know your reputation. Spell it. What else has this car got?
But so you can lead Southern straight to her? Not a good plan, my boy. Come on, check yourself.
She's not in danger, remember? She told us not to let Ben know.
Wait. What? Not to let Ben know what?
We have to go kill the mold!
No! Sorry, that was a bit loud. No, just listen carefully, okay? Oz 9, you must not kill the mold. You got it?
Mrs. S, no offense, but you hardly have credibility up here.
Ha ha. Ah. Yes. Shall we dive into your background, dear?
Right, carry on.
Yes, believe it or not, the mold isn't a problem. Not if you handle it correctly. Okay.
Captured half my crew, Mrs. Sheffield. That's a problem. Pretty sure I saw that in the O Captain, You're a Captain handbook.
Oh, of course it's captured your crew. It's hungry.
What?
Oh, no, don't fret. Shh. It's not eating them. My guess is they're all doing crunches or running laps or something. You see, it feeds on warm, moist air. Do you keep the thermostat well up on your bridge? How did it get so big so quickly? How much crunch sweat were you generating up there, you naughty things?
Sending you a picture of lead.
Yes, that explains it. This is a pure protein, that boy.
Oi!
She's not wrong.
I'm just going to start pushing buttons. And you know what happens when someone does that in a car like this?
Glenda, please don't. Look, despite its size, it's still quite a young mold, so you have time before it hits puberty.
What happens then? Moody mold? Angsty aspergillus?
Thirsty sticky buttons?
Oh, good one.
I've been afraid to use that one for years.
Years?
It was a very strange childhood.
Sutters is gaining. Mrs. S, if this car has tricks up its tailpipe, now would be the time to push those buttons.
Why shouldn't we kill it?
Just one moment, Glenda dear. Just because you're going to need it. It's a beneficial mold.
Like penicillin?
Yes, dear, very much like penicillin. That's excellent, yes. Yes, years of study and development, and no one's ever drawn that comparison before. Good stuff.
We hear sarcasm in Minnesota, you know.
Oh, do you have silence?
Well,
Mrs. S.
What are you suggesting we do with it, then?
No, that's a problem. The bridge won't contain it for long. Now that it's started growing, you need to just keep it warm and moist.
Oh, well, that's all right then. I'll just generate a giant terrarium full of warm, moist air then, shall I?
You have a terrarium.
Ooh, the Dolce & Gabbana wing is available.
Too cold. It would shrivel and die.
You have the perfect place for it.
How about the kitchens? We could put big pots of water on the stove.
That's a surprisingly good idea. Sometimes you're smarter than you look.
What about...
Oh, wait! I've got an even better idea. We could turn the stove on.
Never mind.
No good. The kitchen's not much bigger than the bridge.
You have a swamp!
Oh, yeah, we have a swamp. That'd probably work.
Probably?
Much as I hate to say this, Glenda James, you might be right about that bunch.
I'm right about a lot of things. Where is the button?
Oh, I fucking gab shite.
Oh. Damn it, you cheap suited cockwomble!
What happened? Why are you yelling?
Colin, please don't talk. You are creeping me out. I don't know where you are.
I'm holding a bucket. Can you not see the bucket?
Why are you still holding the bucket?
It's the only thing I can depend on.
Oh, damn it, bugger. Where's the airbag?
Mrs. Sheffield, it's time.
Clara, perhaps it is time to do the thing.
We'll lose cell signal as soon as I do, so hang on a tick, will you?
What's going on?
It's Southers. He keeps rear-ending us. Oh, there's pinty things sticking out of his grill.
You great waddling southern fried crepe sack.
Listen close, Oz9. There is an expert you need to consult with most urgently. We sneaked him on board your ship.
Yep, we already know. The mime.
What mime? Never mind. Look, hush now and listen. Shh. Dr. Theo Brome is an expert on exotic moulds, and they don't get much more exotic than this one. Find him, wake him up, thaw him out. Whatever it is you do it.
One more of those, and we'll be sitting on Southers' bonnet.
Southers is wearing a bonnet?
Theo Brome, find him and thaw him out. Just go gently with him, though. He's one of the most complicated human beings you'll ever meet. I'm putting it mildly, I guess.
Oh, God. But he is human, right?
Yeah, to the best of our knowledge.
Complicated how?
Well, I'll leave that to you to discover. Must dash.
Mrs. S.
Yes, it's just there above the 8-track player.
That's a cup holder.
Is it? Give it a tug.
Did anyone catch that name?
Sadly not. Sometimes her accent is so comically thick I have the troubles to understand her.
Leo? Leo something.
I thought she said John.
Don't be stupid. She didn't say John. Calm down. It's all right. I wrote it on my arm. Crap.
Dr. Theo Brome? I'm scanning for him right now.
Have you always been able to do that? Why didn't you say so?
Because the two people looking were both assassins? Well, not that that mattered, really. I just don't like them.
Please tell me he wasn't in the D&G wing.
Aw, bingo. We're in luck for once. He's in Pod Bay 1440. Initiating the murder protocol release.
Very good. This is settled. Could you possibly not all be here now? I was hoping to have a quiet moment alone, eating a bit of sausage with the good mustard, and reading Berlin Alexanderplatz.
You were not. You just like saying Platz.
It does make me giggle.
So where is Dr. John now?
It's not John, you pillock. It's Leo.
Dr. Theo Brome is currently being escorted to the bridge. Or he would be if he'd stopped ducking behind things. She wasn't kidding about this one. You lot might make your way there and try to be helpful, or edible, or something.
As the world's foremost expert on mold makes his way to the bridge, sort of, conditions on the bridge are increasingly uncomfortable for the human and human-adjacent. The temperature sits at 104 degrees Fahrenheit, or 40 degrees Celsius, with humidity at 89%.
That's it. I'm finished. I can't do any more jumping jacks. Even my rust patches are sweating.
With no arms, breathe. We're really just breathe, jumping.
You mean you're not doing jack?
Ha! I've made the best funny ever! I must write this down. Jumping jacks, no arms, not doing jack.
I'm calling it. I'm pretty sure my hair is sweating.
It is strange. I am feeling better than I have felt in many times.
That's because you haven't done anything except wipe them old fronds with a handkerchief. It's a sauna in here.
I am helping the mold be happy. Would you perhaps prefer a cranky mold?
What makes you think you're making it happy?
Can you not hear the small, green, and fuzzy sounds of mercy contentment?
There are spores everywhere, including in my ears. And I was, until today, unaware that I could sweat. It is not a happy dish towel.
Ah, jeez, Discovery.
I don't know why you're all complaining. I spent more time on the treadmill than all of you combined.
Yeah, until you broke it.
How could I have known that my maximum speed so far exceeded its capabilities? Do I hear a telephone?
That's not the bridge phone.
Where is it?
It is sounding muffled. Perhaps the mold has eaten it.
He's getting smarter again.
Yeah, I kind of noticed that too. Wonder if the heat and humidity in here has thawed out his brain naturally.
Hello, my frondy friend. Have you perhaps swallowed the telephone? Are you joking? I shall help you!
No. Let my frondy friend. You must breathe. Breathe.
Greg? I think the phone is...
In me? Yes, I think so too. I'm trying to figure out how to answer it.
Lapdog, you can stop hugging the foliage now.
Alrighty, I think I've got it. Back in a minute.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Hello?
Hello? Is this Oz 9?
It surely is. Greg, the former bomb, now zebra speaking.
Say that again.
Does it matter?
Did you say you're in a zebra body?
It's an odd question for anyone not on this ship to ask. You know about the zebra body?
My people sent it to you. Look inside your left ear. There are visual sensors throughout the inside of that body. You just have to focus. Can you see your left ear?
I can.
What do you see?
A heart with a JM plus BM. You graffitied my ear?
Well, to be fair, it wasn't supposed to be your ear.
Noted. Which one of these lovebirds is you?
Julie. Julie Montgomery. The BM is my husband, Ben Marshall.
It's an honor to host your initials in my head, Miss Montgomery. Whose body am I currently squatting in?
I don't know his name. But he's on your ship disguised as a mime.
Oh. Seems to me I overheard he's not on the ship anymore.
Oh, bad. Actually, maybe it isn't. I mean, it is. His husband isn't going to be happy, for one. But the body was just for backup. His memories should be safe in memory storage, and that's what's going into the Zebra. You got space for a roommate?
Oh boy, we are batting 1,000 here. Memory storage hasn't fared too well. But I'll see what we can scrape together. So to speak. Who are you? Collectively, I mean.
Ah, that question again. We're really gonna have to name ourselves. We're the good ones, I promise. Have you met the mold yet?
Met the mold?
Yes. Somewhere on the ship there should be a small patch of mold that's hidden and just kind of hanging out.
A small patch?
That's right. It's on the bridge because the bridge is usually cool and dry, so it should stay dormant and small. Don't let it get moist and warm, or it'll start to grow like crazy.
And don't feed it after midnight, right?
Huh?
Nothing. What happens if it gets big?
Just don't let it. Life will be much easier.
But don't kill it either. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's definitely what you're hearing.
Everybody, please stop everything.
Who's that?
I have no idea. You heard that?
I can hear through your ears. You're basically a big telephone. I can't see through your eyes, though. We never got that part figured out.
Don't move. Don't exert yourself. Whatever you do, don't sweat. You! Stop sweating!
Look, whoever you are, I can't just stop sweating on command. Huh. Would you look at that?
You have excellent physical control over your autonomic nervous system.
Oh, well, I try to keep in shape.
Albatross, there is an isotope.
I suspect you mean intruder.
I do. Thank you. There is an intruder on your ship. A handsome, compelling intruder. How interesting. I wasn't aware that robots could get goosebumps.
That is unprecedented. I congratulate you.
Why, thank you.
Pretty sure that's my side, but no, you go on.
He has an appropriate G2/OZ9 body tag. Thank goodness.
I assure you, you don't need to exercise your formidable defenses against me. I am a fully paid and verified passenger aboard the OZ9. I'm here to help with the mold. No, please. I don't do group hugs.
Sorry.
How about one at a time?
Regrettably.
What is your position on chest bumps?
Vehemently opposed, though I do appreciate the sentiment.
Who are you? Some kind of mold tamer?
I'm an astromycologist. Are you unhappy to see me? Fascinating.
What's his name? Get his name.
Excuse me.
That is a talking zebra. Where am I exactly? And why is this sulfurophilous mesotrope so huge?
You're on the bridge of the OZ9. May I ask who you are?
Yes, I'm Dr. Theo Brome. I appear to have been kidnapped. Again. Would it cause anyone any undue concern if I passed out? No?
It's not very manly, but I'm here for it.
Oh no, go ahead, knock yourself out. See what I did there, guys?
I've got him.
Let me clear your spot here. Move back, people, move back. Nothing to see, give him some room. At your convenience, Doc.
Thank you, Howard.
Howard?
As a child, my favorite patch of mold was named Howard.
I kind of thought you were going to catch him.
As did I.
He gave me a name. I am Howard! There.
Well, there you have it. It ain't exactly I Am Spartacus, but it's something. Our thanks to everyone who contributed a name, and our congratulations to Jessica Vest, who will be receiving a lovely prize, courtesy of Howard. As Season 2 nears its close, things, including the Oz 9, are accelerating. And like the Oz 9, no one knows who, if anyone, is in control. You've been listening to Erie Alexander as Julie, Tim Sherburn as Colin, Emily, and Buck, Kevin Hall as Greg, Sarah Golding as Mrs. Sheffield, June Clark Eubanks as Glenda and the Albatross, Bonnie Brantley as Donna and Jesse, Richard Cowan as Leet, Aaron Clark as Ben and Le Bichon Frise, Eric Perry as Howard, Mr. Suthers, Joe, and Dr. Von Habesetzer, Shannon Perry as Olivia and Madeline, introducing David S. Deer as Dr. Theo Brome, and me, Richard Nadolny, as your narrator. Remember, space monkeys, stay safe, wash your hands, and until next time, narrator out.
Hello and welcome to Elaine's Cooking Podcast for the Soul, a cooking show that cooks without showing. I'm your host, Elaine Martinez.
What are you listening to, dearest?
Oh, transmissions from Earth.
Another baking show from the 21st century? Why are you torturing yourself? You know fondant is extinct.
I think this one is recent. Like, from now? It sounds like things are really bad down there.
Truth be told, dear listener, I did run out of propane earlier this week. Still, it is kind of wonderful to know that when you live according to your truest self and abide some simple pleasures along the way, you find that you truly do live without regrets. It was a really fine cup of tea and fully worth the final burst of heat my hot plate had to offer.
Well, I guess it's good you're safe up here then. Oh, what the hell did I just say?
In keeping with beautiful and potentially final moments, I've decided to stoke up a little handmade fire here and make myself a treat we dentists only allow ourselves once every 5 or 10 years. S'mores is a strange delicacy that basically benefited the Hershey brand exclusively. While we could more or less go with cheaper or store brand graham crackers and marshmallows, the chocolate bar from Hershey specifically really is non-negotiable where s'mores are concerned.
Have you ever had a, what did she call it, a s'more?
I'm gonna assume that's rhetorical.
The cornering of the s'mores market is quite commendable in terms of advertising, especially during...
Do you think Ben and Julie will be okay?
I do. They're in very good hands.
That's true. Mrs. Sheffield seems really smart.
Oh, yeah. Her too.
Listen with me?
Sure. You're getting sleepy, aren't you?
A little.
But anyway, my prep station is all set, and I've got some nice flames coming off a Thomas Kincaid puzzle I got tired of finishing. Let's get started.
Chocolate sounds lovely. Do you like Hershey?
Oh, I'm okay with it. But I prefer they, them.
This is a Ninth World Journal. A careless experiment with a teleportation device has left me stranded in random places throughout the Ninth World. While trying to survive in these strange lands, I must find a way to reverse my condition.
A Ninth World Journal is a science fantasy audio drama podcast. Subscribe to listen or visit ninthworldjournal.com.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Are you there?
I think I'm getting something.
Why are you recording?
For science. Did you hear that?
We're a little off schedule. Maybe it's the aliens.
I'm studying electromagnetic phenomena and anomalies.
I don't think losing people is scary, I just... don't want to do it anymore.
Just together with me.
Radio check, who's this?
I didn't do it!
You never do anything!
We should still be secure.
Are you safe?
The walkies again.
Who are you?
Comfort.
I am not doing it on purpose.
You can't bullshit!
I am not doing it on purpose!
Stop. Stop!
Oh God! I don't like this. I don't like this.
What the hell was that?
I'm not supposed to know that. We're supposed to be innocent.
I feel an ending coming.
Oracle, a sci-fi anthology podcast set in the not-so-distant future. Season 2, Transmission, available in bi-monthly episode releases starting July 1st, 2023. or listen now to Season 1 Iris, wherever you get your podcasts.